Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the, let's see, what is this? The membership, it's the membership call for October. So we have a very small group tonight. So I thought maybe we can do some personal Q&A, do a bit of some readings or scanning or questions about the universe, questions about the lockdown, whatever you guys want to talk about and share, we can get into it. And then at the end, we'll do an activation specifically for you. And Penny's fiddling around with her video screen, I see. Okay, so you guys can unmute yourselves. Lori, anything you want to chat about? I will ask to unmute you.
Okay, there we go.
There you go, we can hear you.
If my dogs bark, I may mute myself again.
Okay, or you can put the dog on the roof.
Yeah, it's a little chilly here in Ontario.
Oh God, Ontario. Yeah, you guys probably get early winters, huh?
Yes, it's chilly today.
So how are you doing with life and everything? Penny's getting all settled in. She's like gonna go to sleep, I guess, huh? So what's going on in your life?
Are you still talking to me?
Yes, talking to Lori.
Oh, yes. What's going on? Well, I don't know. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, but then there's nothing going on. So we've got a little bit of both, you know?
You're in the Zen space tonight, I see.
Yeah, I'm just, yep.
Yep.
In that nice space. I'm trying to see if I can find my video. Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah, just was looking to see if I could turn on the video. I'm doing very well, and the activation that we did together has been great.
Like, my wonderful.
Legs and spine are still moving forward and feeling better every day. So like, I'm really happy about that. I've noticed a huge, huge, huge difference.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I haven't even listened to the replay yet. Uh-huh. But I'm thinking, you know, I will do that probably this week just to, you know, layer it, do another layer. But yeah. Whatever, you know, everything we did was fantastic. And I've just had so many synchronicities and so many, well, like just amazing things have happened. I could write a book. I'm doing a sermon this Sunday, actually. And some of the things I'm going to kind of weave into it, because I fill in for churches just around in our area on Sundays. Mm-hmm. like a lay minister. So anyway, I've got so many stories from since we've done the activation, Kenji. It's just crazy.
Maybe you can have somebody record it and send me a copy.
Oh sure. Yeah, I can do that. I can even. Or I can even just give you the copy, like, in writing. I don't know if we're going to, depends on who's on sound. Sometimes the sound person isn't know how to record. So we just end up doing a mailing of the sermon for the people that aren't there.
No, I see.
Yeah. So it depends on who's on sound. But if I can get it recorded, I will. But yeah, just like, yeah, like I've just so many things have happened. I'm gonna wait till I get them all sort of in a order, so that and I'll email you the story. It's quite fantastic. It really is.
So yeah. I feel that the session helped you to be in the flow as well as to be the flow without a lot of effort in trying to create the flow. Is that correct?
Yes, that's it in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that's how it can go with these sessions work and actually with these membership calls and activations as well.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. I've been getting really like, you know, the earth, like just the connection to the earth has been even, you know, more than it was before. And I've always felt really close to the earth, but just like even more, and animals and, you know, source itself, everything's just sort of, it's just all coming together. This came together, like you said, into a flow, and it's just like a nice circular or spiral flow. It's not linear. That's what's so interesting. Right? It's not linear at all. So it's quite the ride.
That could be the title for your book.
Yeah. There you go.
Circular flow. How to get it and stay in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, is this the third week?
I have no idea.
This is the third week, and it's still flowing, and it's just gaining momentum. It doesn't seem to be slowing down.
Nice.
Like, it just makes me laugh out loud half the time, the things that are flowing, you know, like it's really, really awesome. So I'm going to listen to the activation again that we did. And because like, I can only remember parts of it, but my body and my energy obviously remembers all of it.
Yeah. So, your energy remembers all of it.
Yeah. And
I might mention, cause I always forget to mention this, but the work, cause it did it for me, the work all of a sudden helps you to open up the gates of your intuition, and then it just starts flooding through.
Yeah, that's it. That's it in a nutshell right there too. That's mm-hmm. what's happened. Yeah. And I mean, mine was pretty open anyway, but like this is like another level of opening for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very nice.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. So.
And if you can, if you can download it onto your phone, you might want to listen to it in nature.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's where we did it, right? I was outside when we did it. So,
oh, right. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's probably definitely the place to listen to it. And, you know, but it's, and the trees, I mean, I think they're all become my best friend.
Who are your best friends? Well, there's a special oak tree in the backyard, and then there's this pine tree where I go for a walk. Those are my best friends.
Yeah. I totally like got some great communication going on with the trees. So
okay, well, that's content for your book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. you should be writing a book. Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
I hope that you write a book, because you have so much to share, and those activations are so amazing. Like, to teach someone how to even do that would be, I think you should be teaching that, Kenji.
Well, guess what? Yeah, what? I've been working on teaching again, but someone had mentioned in a session that I received recently, Grace Hom, H-O-M. I recommend her for a healing session by Zoom. She's excellent. She's Chinese. And she knows a lot of stuff, and she does light language with the translation, believe it or not. Uh-huh. But she told me, oh, I see you're going to write 5 books. Your guides are saying 5 books.
Uh-huh. I see that too.
And then I mentioned something in response, and then something like, oh, you want to do 3 more? So that'll be 8. And then I went, okay, 8 sounds good. And then she says, well, maybe you can get a transcriber. So we'll just put that out there on the membership call that I'm looking for someone to transcribe my activations into a book.
Well, here, I'll do it.
Okay. You email me Remind me.
Because I love to write. So, you know, like that's what I do all the time.
Okay. There we go.
There you go. I'll write it. I'll do it for you.
You guys, that was a manifestation of about 2 weeks. So I had my session with Grace about 2 weeks ago, and we mentioned the thing about the book. Well, she brought it up. And so here it is. Okay, this is cool. Thank you.
That's flow.
All right. That flow. Okay. We love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, dear.
Oh, you're welcome.
You can mute yourself. Hey, Penny, before you go to sleep, I'm going to ask to unmute you so you can share anything.
I'm not asleep. I'm just relaxed.
Yeah. By the way, Penny, I'm going to send you Mike Matthew's messages.
I look at them on the Sananda. Yeah, I look at them.
Okay. You remember in January, he mentioned briefly about the Australia fires.
I only started reading them a few months after that.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to send it to you anyway, you can pass it on.
Well, I mean, there are like Laurie and probably like everybody. I'm having these really. I'm not sleeping. Like, I'm having lots of stuff going on at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really tired. I haven't had, I'm not getting really getting enough sleep, but it's all just action stations at night going through, you know, all the stuff. And sometimes like, you know, light coming in or, you know, stuff like that. So I just feel really tired, but I'm not affected by the COVID thing in the, you know, like a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Are you writing the stuff down?
No, I don't sort of work that way, really.
Okay.
I sort of just integrate it and, yeah. But like, for example, the other night, we, you know, this, the Beirut fire, Beirut explosion that happened a couple of, we had a program on it the other night, and it was just absolutely horrific what happened to those people. And then during the night, I felt like there was this sort of, I was being attacked because I was in fear, but I feel like I was being attacked.
Yeah.
And then, so I just deliberately and consciously, invoke the gold white light, which is what I work with, right?
Mm-hmm.
To come in and to feel, you know, but it was sort of, I had to deliberately do it because, you know, the sort of the low, it was sort of like, sort of that sort of an energy coming in. But I basically said to them, well, I'm really honored that you think I'm powerful enough to attack me.
That's good.
Because I, you know, why would they bother with little old me?
Yeah.
But I just said, wow, I must be getting somewhere if you're attacking me.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think it was the fear. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, that Beirut explosion was just, those people in Lebanon, honestly. But anyway, I think it was the fear that sort of allowed it to come in. But anyway, and then other nights, some sort of, you know, working and calling in that, or I'm getting a really big download or something. My thing has always been that why the hell did we, I was against going into this experiment, like whenever it was, millions of years ago.
Yeah.
I was really against it because I knew what it was going to be like.
Uh-huh.
And it was like that. And it's really, really hard for me to let go of the fact that why the F did you go in? Why did we go into this? Why did we, you know?
Why did you?
Well, that's right. Why did I? I don't know. To stay with it? maybe to stay with it and see it out, or just what, you know, because I'd started.
Did you have an idea of the outcome?
Yes, I. Yeah, because I'd seen it before.
Yeah.
I've seen it before. I know these beings, right? They don't want to be saved. They don't want to come into that. They are very happy just creating darkness. They love that. So why the hell did we take them? We thought we could save them, right? But I knew what they were.
Or to help wake the people up that are going to wake up to this whole what's going on, and to align to the new matrix, the new earth. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, I take your point that I chose it, right? I chose to stay with it.
Yeah, but you must have had a sense of the outcome of all of this.
Yeah, I suppose I really did, actually. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Knowing you, you wouldn't jump into the fire without knowing what was going to happen after you jumped into the fire. And?
Did you hear that, Pussycat? He's very he's very wise, isn't he?
Yes. Oh, the cat?
Yeah, I'm just now you. I'm just telling him you're wise.
The cat is listening.
Yes.
Yes, the kitty is listening.
Oh, yes, so he loves all this.
So what I would do is ask you to tune in to the vision that you had after you saw what you were going to jump into, so that you can feel better about everything.
Right?
Yeah. And I don't think it's so much trying to convince the dark side of anything, because we know better, but I believe we came in part, not only for ourselves to wake up, but to help those that are wanting to wake up but not knowing what the heck's happening.
So am I helping them with my light work?
Yes. Every time you do Reiki on somebody, anytime you go out into the Blue Mountains and go hiking, you're adding to the outcome.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think you forgot the outcome. You forgot your vision.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because remember in the retreat in Hawaii, you talked about, or maybe it was a retreat before that, about, well, what the heck? You know, what the heck? Remember?
And?
Well, you didn't have an answer.
You mean sort of saying, why are we here? What are we doing?
Yeah, you were kind of just sharing, well, why the heck am I still here? You know, I mean, what good is it? It's like, am I doing anything? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's because you lost sight of the vision. And maybe tonight's call is just to remind you, okay, and when you meditate now, when you go out in nature, is ask for the vision of why you came.
Okay.
You are helping people. We all are helping people, even if we're not healers in the usual sense. As long as you're not feeding into the dark side stuff, we're helping. We're helping evolution.
Well, I'm doing less and I don't watch the news and I don't listen to any of the stuff and I don't get angry with them anymore.
Yeah. Right?
I don't get angry with them. I just go, it's all one. I've got a feeling of the oneness. It's not us and them.
Yeah.
So I'm getting there. Yeah. Can I just quickly ask you, what's it like in America at the moment? Is it terrible with all this stuff going on?
There's so much political BS on the news. Yeah. It's not even funny. You got to laugh at it, both sides.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're still in lockdown and some places might even go into complete reverse lockdown, like parts of New York City. maybe parts of LA. But nationally, we're in either phase two or phase three. Phase four is when everything is back to normal in a sense, or like not locked down. But I think here, Americans, we are tired of the mask. We are tired of the 6 feet distance. We're tired of it. Yeah. And people are just starting to say no.
Yeah.
And regarding the rules, no matter what the president says or what the CDC says or what Fauci says or anybody else. But the elections, to me, the elections are going to determine the course of this earth. The elections coming up next month. Wow. It is that huge of a significant, it could go either way.
But both of them seem like really awful candidates.
Well, apparently, see, people don't know what Trump is doing behind the scenes. And that's on purpose right now. So you're only getting a partial glimpse of what Trump is doing or not doing. But the Democrats are attacking Trump on every level. So just understand that. They're trying to make him look so bad that the people will vote for Biden. And then we can go into a Marxist state or a communist state or a socialist state or whatever. Whatever is opposite of democracy, that's what they're trying. So if Trump gets reelected, we have a chance. But if he's not reelected, I told Michael, I'm going to move to Hawaii. I'm going to get out of the mainland.
Yeah.
But we just have to hold a state that everything's going to work out like how we envision it.
Yeah.
And the dark side will just collapse upon itself. Well, it is energetically. Yeah. It's like a matrix that's imploding. And so in the process of imploding, they're emptying all their rounds out of their cannons into the world, creating more chaos.
Yeah.
So that's a sign. So you being attacked or seemingly being attacked, yeah, that's that's a good sign. That's going like, hey, we gotta influence this Penny, man. She's carrying too much light now. We gotta like get to her. And you're going, enough already.
Well, it might have just been my fear, but I did feel it's that was more than that.
But people are being attacked, though. I'm getting clients who are under attack and everything. Yeah. And the churches will say that, too. And they'll confirm that in their own way about all hell being broken loose. And so we have to really stay clear in our space so we don't get influenced.
Yeah. But you're right. I should get back to my vision of why I came in the first place.
Yeah,
that's right.
And forget about what your parents didn't tell you or any of that stuff. Forget about all that family stuff and everything.
I feel as though I'm going right back to the beginning at the moment, actually.
Say that again.
I feel as though I'm going right back to the beginning of my journey, like to really pass the family back to, you know, what I just said, why I came in the first place type of thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, in meditation, Penny, this is for everybody. You can ask the soul of your parents why you came.
Yeah. See,
on some level, they named you because you told them, this is what I want to be called, my first name, my middle name. And most parents will pay attention, some won't. But most parents will pay attention and go, okay, we're going to call this little one Penny or Penelope or whatever. Right? So they have a connection there with you. It's already been established, but then they probably shut it down, right? But you can ask them, have fun, call them the comedy team and go, hey, okay, mom and dad, I want to know why I came into your family, why you wanted me to come into the family.
Okay.
Yeah. And let me know in a couple months, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Genji. That's a love. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. Are you well?
Yes, actually, whatever I had has made me feel better. I feel pretty good. I was sick for like about 6 days or so. My gum still is inflamed. My gum up here, my right side. Maybe you could send some Reiki to it. But the inflammation won't go away, but I'm going to see my dentist in about a week. And maybe have an x-ray done. But I want to heal this myself.
Have you heard of theracumin? That's a turmeric, anti-inflammatory.
I either bought an essential oil of that or I bought a bottle of that, yes.
But that's supposed to be good for inflammation.
All right. I will start taking that. Okay, thanks, Penny.
Okay, thanks, Kenji. Lots of love.
Okay, bye to your kitty. Meow, meow. Hey, Rihanna, you want to say something? I'm going to ask to unmute you. I see your picture, so you must be on the phone.
You're muted. Hi, Kenji.
Hi.
Last 6 days or so, I have been experiencing strong emotional, like, kind of like despair and hopelessness, and just a strong reaction to kind of feeling like, oh my God. And it's not about COVID, it's like my personal stuff going on, but it was just intensified this last week or so. That's really all I have to share.
All right. Well, you want to ask, first of all, is this mine?
Okay.
The despair, primarily, the hopelessness.
Okay. Apparently not.
Ask it if it's coming from the family and or the ancestors. You know, some of us came in. Some of us came in to heal, to help heal our ancestors and family members. And then we forgot that we did that.
Okay.
And in that process of making that declaration before we came in to help the ancestors, family members, we took on genetically or allowed the passing down of their emotional baggage in a sense. So you want to find out, you want to ascertain it, how much of that is yours and how much of that is the family.
Okay. Yeah, it feels like it's a lot from them.
Yeah. And if you have kids, parents,
no. Okay, parents, parents, yeah,
pick up that kind of stuff from their kids and or their parents unknowingly.
That makes sense.
Especially from parents, you know, that may be on the verge of making passage.
Well, they're healthy at the moment, healthy-ish.
Yeah, good deal. So what other kind of clarity would you like with what's coming up? So, you know, this lockdown on purpose is to help bring up all the core unconscious stuff that we can now get to heal, transmute, to clear, to let go, however you want to phrase it.
Well, this is the worst it's been since the whole thing started for me, personally.
Are you in either a midlife crisis or Saturn return?
I don't know about Saturn return. It's possible.
That's in the 50s. Saturn return.
Oh, the 50s. I'm 44.
So oh, you're in midlife crisis.
Yes. Lovely.
Lovely. Yeah, that starts about age 42.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, yeah, that's reassuring.
Lovely. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about deciding where you really want to go in life. What's real for you and what's not real. What's relevant, what's not relevant. What's illusion, what's the truth. So in a way, it's questioning all of your values and your perspectives. And do they need to be changed? How can I step forward into the next phase of my life, which symbolically is the second half of your life? Although for some, it might be the 2/3 of their life, like if they're going to live to be over 100, that'd be like, one-third way there, I meant, one-third way there. But basically, yes, it's like the start of another phase of your life.
Okay. Well, I am in a transition. Like, I feel like my career is stagnant right now. I'm in Canada. I would like to be in the USA. That's where my medical license is, you know, that kind of thing.
Can I connect you up with Randa, who's an MD in Canada?
Sure.
She could probably give you some pointers. She's an Egyptian MD, a Canadian MD, and I think a USA MD.
Okay. I'm an NMD. I'm a naturopath.
Okay. Might apply. But send me an email and I will forward it to Randa and you guys can connect.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Normally she'd be on the call tonight, but I guess nobody's really on the call tonight.
Vice presidential debates are on.
Oh, that's why?
I think so.
Oh my God. People are actually watching it. Oh, the vice presidents. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, if there's any way I can help you as far as the U.S. thing goes, let me know. I do know a few doctors.
Okay. Thank you. I actually feel really called to do a session with you, but okay. I'll schedule at some point.
Wait, we haven't had one before?
We have.
And I thought so. Mm. But the work's jumped up ever since I got sick and recovered. The energy has gone to another level. I can tell that, and people have noticed that. So that's been about a month now, a little over a month, 5 weeks. Wow, 5 weeks.
That's awesome. I can feel your energies amplified.
Yeah, and in funny ways, I feel stronger. So yeah,
I feel that.
Okay.
End of the process. Thank you, Kenji.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I, like maybe the rest of you, I needed to sleep a lot. And so I look forward to sleeping. And I'm so grateful that I can, have the space to be able to do that. And, I mean, thank God I don't have a day job. Or I probably would have crossed over a long time ago if I had to have a day job for my survival.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully.
All of you that are in private practice, I can do your thing. Yes. Be grateful because those other people, man, they got it rough.
People are draining.
Yeah. Okay. There's nothing else to say. You can mute yourself.
Okay.
And let's see, Lori's in the woods. Is she in the woods or is that just a background image? Just raise your hand if you're actually outside. No, she's not. Okay, same image. Hey, Katie, I'm going to ask to unmute you. Katie on the telephone.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, yeah, this last week has been a little crazy. I don't know if it's Mars or it's interrupting my sleep. And I'm actually one of those ones that does have a day job. And the people I'm working with are stirring me up, or I'm stirring me up. It's like a boomerang.
You're stirring them up, huh?
Maybe. Maybe.
So what are the symptoms of their being stirred up?
It's, a lot of anger, and it's, the story of being a victim, which mm-hmm. I know I'm not.
Yeah.
And I know I create my reality, and that's not anything I choose. So I kind of ask, where is it coming from? And some of it is from them, and some of it is from ancestral. I don't know. Just watching it and mm-hmm. trying to stay unplugged from it.
Yeah. So I think maybe that's predominant emotional expression now with the lockdown is anger.
Yeah.
For many reasons, for the obvious many reasons on both sides of the coin.
Yep.
And some people are flipping out completely.
Oh, yeah.
And they make the evening news, those kind of people.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to get that far.
But also at the same time that other, you swing the pendulum the other way, and there's wonderful inventions coming forth, not on mainstream media, but you have to like know where to look for it. I'll tell you where there's some good stuff, believe it or not, is on the new Facebook, the new look Facebook.
And yeah.
YouTube feed. They have a video feed. I think it's the third icon at the top, the one in the middle. There's five different icons. The one in the middle, I think, or the one next to it to the right is, or the last one to the right is a video feed. And you get some really good information from those videos and some wonderful, you know, stuff that makes you happy when you look at it. Like, I gotta tell you, lockdown has done this to people. So there's this dog called Tucker. And whenever you see Tucker, the owner, who's a woman, is training the dog, is just doing games with the dog. I mean, it's actually quite entertaining. And the dog's name is Tucker. So if you click follow Tucker, then you'll get her videos. But the last one I saw was, she had a bunch of little tiny dog biscuits and she put them around the house, like on the arm of the couch, like on an end table, like under a desk, right in the middle of a rug. She had a whole bunch of these little biscuits and she told Tucker to go find it. Well, Tucker didn't know in the beginning, go find what? But he finally got it. And he went out of the room and just started wandering around until he found the first one. And then he got the idea, oh, there must be more. So he starts sniffing around and he finds another one and he goes, oh, there must be more. And he actually found them all.
That's great. So, I've got a little puppy right now that she's a chow hound, boy. She'd be on that game in 2 seconds.
So, yeah, we got the really good creative stuff happening. Michael, my webmaster, he just bought a Tesla car.
Oh, yeah.
He's loving it.
Oh, I bet.
He did a 12, 13-hour drive from Ashland, Oregon to L.A., where his parents live and his dad's having a birthday party. He drove the car all the way down there. He says that it's basically a self-driving car on the highway.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to do anything but just sit back, I guess, and do stuff on his cell phone or listen to music. But I had no idea it was like that level.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like an autopilot.
Yeah. Like an autopilot. So he's saying as they develop the apps, it'll be able to navigate side streets and then other places, you know, like country roads and stuff. So, wow. I wouldn't do it though.
Yeah. I don't think I could give my trust away to a robot car.
Yeah. It's not that I don't trust the car. Just don't trust other drivers necessarily.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, half of the driving is just being on the defensive.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share? Anything you need clarity on?
Gosh, I'm trying to think what everybody else was talking about.
How's your body doing?
How's my body?
Mm-hmm.
My ears have been ringing like the ocean is in them. And well, I felt into that and I got a vision of myself as like an infant covering my ears, not wanting to hear my parents fight.
Oh, you did that. I see the little image of a little tiny kid going like, oh, no, stop.
Yeah. And I was born deaf too. So it's interesting.
Wait, you were born deaf?
Yep.
Well, how were you able to hear?
Lots of surgeries.
Really?
Tubes in my ears and I don't know what all they did, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you go back and do some work with your inner child, make it all totally okay that she can hear now. It's okay.
Yeah.
parents aren't fighting anymore and bring her up to present time.
Yeah.
There was a teacher, let me see if I can remember her name. Leslie Temple Thurston, I believe. She was out of Marin County in California. And she used to teach, maybe she still does, about the frozen inner child. And some of her students studied the work when I was teaching in Santa Fe 12 years ago, 13 years ago. And that's how I found out about her, I think. Or actually, I met her before then, I think. But anyway, she gave a very good description of when you're stuck in the past. So it's just like you described, little kid covering her ears because she didn't want to hear the painful arguments or whatever from parents.
Yeah.
So at that point, she shut down and literally part of you that we call the inner child got stuck on your timeline, literally stuck in time and space, not being able to move, literally frozen. And if we don't realize that's what's happening, we, you know, we grow up, we forget about that experience until we're adults and study healing work and then have to uncover all of this stuff. So it's quite easy to unfreeze your child from that part of your timeline to bring that part of you back up in present time.
Yeah.
And I think for her, it's just going back and giving her counsel that it's okay, you can hear now, the pain is gone.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay. And then you'll have super duper hearing.
Yeah, good.
But you
may not want to hear everything, but.
That's right, you want to tune into the right stations, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Kenji.
Okay, you're welcome. You can mute yourself.
Okay.
Let's go to Cynthia. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. I think Hello. You're on video, but I just see a blurry image.
Yes.
you are blurred out tonight. You're incognito.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my life's like a soap opera right about now that I'm stuck in the middle of not wanting to participate.
which daytime soap opera drama are you watching? Like Days of Our Lives, As the World Turns, what else? Well,
I never watched any of them, so I don't really know how to answer that.
I used to just on occasion, just to get a laugh in my younger days. And I went, oh my God, yeah, actually people are like acting this out on TV. Oh my God, crazy, crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, Days of Our Lives, As the World Turns. So family stuff, work stuff, marriage stuff.
Well, all that stuff.
Oh.
Robert decided to exit the planet. So I've lost my partner and my business partner. And someone managed to get him to sign a will less than a month before he died. So they have control of everything. And I'm not proceeding with his last wishes.
Really?
It's just a mess. No home, no job, no place to go. No money.
No money?
Soap opera. No money.
How are you going to make
it? They took it all.
How are you going to make it into November?
Uh-huh. That's an excellent question.
Yeah.
Well, I won't say... Waiting for the abundance, I guess.
Can you tune in to the reason for all of this? The spiritual reason for all of this? Not now.
I don't think it's my... Well, I've been, I don't think it's my stuff. I'm sort of caught in the middle of it. as far as I know, that's what I picked up so far. The big part is that it's not necessarily my stuff. I mean, we've got greed on one end. Mm-hmm. Now the lack of money, that's probably my stuff, but I don't, that's a lifelong crap.
Is that hand-me-down from parents? Where did you get that from?
Well, I think so, because they grew up in the Depression, so that lack and hold on, I don't know, or I took a vow of poverty somewhere. I've never really pinned that down, or I have yet to pin that down.
Okay, probably I think better it's way to say that. Both. A little.
Beg your pardon?
I think it's both. So what you can do in meditation, get yourself into the quantum, and then from that place, rewrite your earth agreement as if you were doing a whole new contract for your life.
Oh, I like that.
And replace the old one with that one. So you're going to do a little ceremony before God, however you want to visualize, feel God's presence. And you're going to declare that you are rescinding your old contract and you are creating a new one for your incarnation. So okay. Maybe in your journal or in a notebook, write down your new life as if you were in that state before pre-incarnation, that wonderful oneness state before incarnation. You're with your council, you're with parts of your soul group and your team, and you're going over your contract. This is what I want to learn. I want to go to college. I want to get this kind of degree. I want to, be born in this kind of a family because they got some issues and I feel like I can help them with that. Plus it'll help me to become stronger. You get the idea? So now
Yes. Imagine
that you're starting all over again. You're rescinding the old contract because it's not relevant anymore. If you believe that, but you have
to,
or you can just alter the current agreement. But essentially create your new life and then hand it over to God. And then in your subsequent meditations, whomever you're having issues with, as far as communication or lack thereof, family members, people associated with the will, whatever, you go into the soul space from the quantum, that's your soul space. You call forth their soul and you communicate exactly telepathically what you want to communicate as if you were talking to them person to person with words.
Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, we always forget that. And then you can ask for a response back from a soul level. They have to respond. If you do it right, soul to soul, they will respond whatever you ask. Of them, they will respond. If they don't, that means you haven't quite contacted their soul. There's a little bit of ego interference. So you just go deeper or higher and do it again. And when you get really good with this, then you know how to do it with everybody. See, we do it with our dogs and our cats to a degree, unconsciously. But we don't do it with people. So let's start doing it with people now. Make sense?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, let me see what happened to my screen. I don't know what happened to my screen here. Zoom just put me in his very old time. Oh, here we go. Okay, there we go. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
One more. You might want to try oregano capsules for your tooth.
I've got some oregano. Essential oil.
The capsules that you ingest. Well, you could put the essential oil on it but you want to ingest the capsules. And I did that. I had an abscess and it took it away.
Wow, really? Okay, mm-hmm. Could you email me the company, the brand?
Sure.
If you remember, and I'll go order it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. We want to save on dental bills.
Yes.
You want to save on an $8,000 dental bill. Okay, thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Debbie, I'm going to ask to unmute.
Okay.
Hey.
Here I am.
There you are. In person.
Yes. In person.
Okay. Yeah.
I was running around here and whatnot. So
I see.
I took my picture off so I wouldn't be distracting.
Oh, that's nice of you. Anything you'd like to share? What's going on?
I love oregano too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good one. I was thinking you should do the oil pulling maybe. Okay. Well, that's good.
I'm putting some essential oils and organic coconut oil and doing it every morning when I'm in the shower.
Oh, good. So, I feel like I'm in the flow. I feel like I'm just so blessed and feel so embraced and feel so fortunate to be where I am right now. Because I feel like I was just trudging through mud, you know, maybe a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
I haven't let the pandemic and all that bother me. I've tried to stay out of it,
mm-hmm.
but I just feel like it's the work I've been doing the work. And I feel like I just noticed the past couple of days how I've been able to manifest a few things. Like we have this pond right here and we hadn't seen the swans for 6 months. And so yesterday I just Googled when they had babies. Mm. And I said, when do this cygnets, start to fly? And anyway, I was doing the math. I think, and they should be here by now. And I walked outside and they were all there. There was five of them. Oh my gosh. That's why I feel so blessed. I don't know. And just so embraced, just so fortunate. I do feel bad for the people who have to work because I retired and I've just had time to be in nature, to, really work on myself, walk. I've changed my diet, so I feel so much better and sleeping better.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I feel like I'm getting downloads at night. I think on one call, I don't think it was a couple months ago, I was telling you, I was having the ringing in the ears and the ocean in my head. And I did buy that little tool you talked about that your mom used on you.
Oh,
you know, the
your ears?
Yeah, I bought one. But I actually had a clairvoyant tell me that it was frequency I was hearing. And I don't know how to get through it. I'll kind of do these meditations to try and bring it down throughout my whole body. But mm-hmm. I mostly hearing that all the time. In fact, I think the very first meditation I ever did with you, I think it was a planetary one. That's when it really first started happening. So I know something's going on. Yeah. Yep. So thank you.
Here, maybe some technical things you can do. So open up when you meditate again, open up your throat chakra,
mm-hmm.
so that this energy can go down into your throat.
Okay.
Down into your heart. See if that
works. Okay. Yeah, I need to work on my throat chakra.
Most
anyway.
Women, believe it or not, yeah.
Yeah.
That's almost their bugaboo chakra. Their
yeah, I can see why you name it that.
No, I just came up with that term just now on the spot. I've never used that phrase before. But
well,
you know,
I wondered too, because I have low thyroid, and so I don't know. I feel like I could work on that.
Yeah. And I feel it, with women, mostly the thyroid thing has to do with self-expression and not being emotionally overwhelmed with things or people.
You know, it's really, I don't feel like I'm like that. I've always been even keel, but I feel like I'm emotional with gratitude, like beauty. Like I'll walk outside and see the swans, or I'm talking to the trees, and I just feel that overwhelming, you know, love. So that's, and so I'll tear up.
Yeah. Well, that level's good. Yes.
Yes, it is.
So you just tell all the people that you meet. Yeah. And by the way, I talk to trees.
I know it. Most people that know me already know I do. But yeah, I should say try it. It works.
That's right. Yeah, it might actually make you feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And go sit on a rock.
I took a Diksha oneness course. Actually, I brought the people here to do it, facilitate it, became initiated. And we did a lot of inner child work with that, you know. And I feel like that really helped me blossom right there.
Nice.
Doing that work. And maybe it's being able to give a service too. That's, you know, being able to help.
Yes.
You know all about that. Whoops, excuse me.
keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I feel like I am getting downloads every night, but I mean, I just wake up and go, whoa, but I not seeing anything, hearing anything intuitively. I just feel safe and feel like, you know, I just need to wait.
When you feel like you got to download that night, just ask your higher self to help you integrate it into your life.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to know exactly what you're being downloaded or any of that stuff. I think the important thing is, how are you going to use that download in your life? How are you going to make it practical?
Right.
Ask your higher self just to help me to make it practical in my life.
Right.
You know, just start coming through.
I think that's why I do feel so embraced, because I do feel like that they're, I'm being guided or directed, or mm-hmm. it is integrating somehow. Yes. So anyway.
You have an angel behind you.
Yes, I've got, let's see. I've got, right. No, oh, I can't. Oh, there I got.
Got a Buddha head.
Him. Yep. And there's another one. And mm-hmm. I thought about you because we went to Sedona.
Uh-huh.
And went to the stupa. And that's why I bought me a few little doodads.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
A stupa. Who's got the time?
What
do you guys have? Is it on the hour? Are we past the hour?
I'm mountain, so it's 7:04, I believe.
All right, we'll start the activation now. But before we do that, let's all do a little prayer for Cynthia's situation.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so let's just take a few moments, close our eyes, and do what you're guided to do to help Cynthia in her situation. So Cynthia, just be open to divine intervention. And know that you are loved and supported. Keep the faith. Give it all over to God in a sense. Surrender it all over to God, your whole situation. Okay, we'll get into the activation now. Okay, make yourselves comfortable. Shoes off, unless you're outside. You can take off your glasses. I'm gonna take a sip of water before we start. You might wanna do the same thing. Okay, make sure everybody's muted. I think I'm trying to mute. Whoops, nope. Oh, Zoom's acting up again. Let me see, where do I mute everybody? I think if I go to the chat. Is it the chat? No, let's go to participants. Ah, mute all. Okay, there we go. Okay, there we go. Okay, let's breathe. Let's breathe deeply the light. Take it deep into the body. And on the exhale, begin to relax the nerves in your spine. Just bring awareness to your spine. Hold the state, relax. Breathing in the light. Grounding the feet with the new earth. Completely disengaging from tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, the collective astral plane. Letting go of your to-do list. Putting all doubts and worry aside. Allow your ego to step to the side, calling in your high self, calling in your Amakua in Hawaiian, your Amakua, your high self. Ask your inner child to go play in Mother Mary's garden. And bring all of you, all of your awarenesses, your fragments, bring it into this now moment. Breathing deeply the light. And as you exhale, allow the brain, allow the mind to slow down. Relaxing the forehead, your eyelid muscles, your jaw, fingers, toes, calves, shoulders. And as you relax, your consciousness begins to expand. And as you relax, the body can begin to self-heal. And as you relax, you come deeper and deeper into your self-empowerment, your natural position in the greater universe, allowing your awareness to move into that divine flow, to become that divine flow, as an expression of that divine flow. Deep breath. Allow the bottoms of the feet to completely relax and connect with new earth. Calling forth your team. Calling forth your animal guides. Calling forth your connection, your innate connection with the inner earth, with the beings from inner earth, and that will include the fairy kingdom. But the masters of inner earth. And calling forth the brotherhood of light. The brotherhood and sisterhood of light. Calling forth the power of Shambhala. Breathing deeply the white blue ray. Breathe it and take it deep into the body, into the lungs. The blue-white light, the white-blue light. Let it go deep into the subatomic layers of your consciousness and your embodiment. Allowing for a reset, a vibrational reset on the subatomic level of your consciousness and your embodiment. So that would be the DNA of your body as well as the DNA of your spirit, your light body. Opening up the pineal gland, take a deep breath and move awareness up to the pineal, pituitary thalamus, hypothalamus. Feel the activation through the great central sun of your pineal. Allowing the illusion to begin to fall away from the pineal, the illusionary realities that we accepted coming into this incarnation. Letting go of the old matrix, pain and suffering. Allowing yourself vibrationally to become free of ancestral patterns, of family karmic patterns, of the planetary miasms. Of the collective unconscious of humanity. Feeling as if you are extracting your awareness from all of these old realities, these old matrices, ancestral patterns that run deep within the DNA releasing yourself, freeing yourself from historical pain of all those that have come to this earth before you, real and imagined. As you let go completely of third dimensional reality in the old matrix, move awareness through symbolically the eye of the needle. And into the free zone. Into the free zone. The unlimited. Into the mind of God. Feel the vastness. Begin to merge with this vastness. Going into forever. Into infinity. Into eternity. As you move into the core of this eternal vibration, there will be a being of great light there to greet you. In the silence, allow a divine connection, allow a spontaneous merging deep into the silence. Take a deep cosmic breath. Now, as you slowly come back to the room and your body, bring this vibration with you. As you move slowly through layers of consciousness, slowly coming back into density and form, hold that state of awareness. And as you come back to your body, put that awareness into your crown chakra. Into your throat chakra. Into your heart chakra. And your solar plexus chakra. Your sacral chakra and your base chakra. Soles of your feet and palms of your hands. And then into your third eye chakra. And then down through the spine, all the way down to your original 8 cells of creation. Activating meridians. Now put the Christ light around the edges of this energy field, this vibration. Seal it with the light of the Christ or Christ consciousness. Ground it deeply into the earth, the new earth. Ground it into your home. Connect it with the 4 pillars of light. Take 3 deep breaths. First one into the belly. Second one into the diaphragm and lungs. And third one into the third eye and throat. Now breathe in the power of gentle integration. And as you go to sleep each night, tune in to this vibration and let it propel you into deep sleep and very high out-of-body experiences with Prime Source, with the heavenly realms, with the realms above the 5th dimension. Coming back to the body, awake, alert, alive, I am here, I am now, I am. Another deep breath, feel the bottoms of your feet. Now imagine that you are extending this vibration out into your life, into your business world, into your personal life, into your healing practice, into your money world, especially into your money world, your world of prosperity and abundance. Send this, extend this to your ancestors and all family members and your pets. And allow your brain to calibrate this experience. So as you come back to your body, take one more deep breath, slowly open the eyes. Allow your brain to adjust. Remembering each listening to activations will bring you to another layer of awareness, another level of consciousness and healing. Allow the benefits of this activation to instantly, gently manifest in your life so naturally. And effortlessly, that will it seem almost too easy. Allow this too easy feeling to extend into all areas of your life. Life is easy. We give gratitude and thanks for all assistance given tonight. And as always, take a moment after this activation has ended to receive the blessings from those that assisted you in this activation tonight from the unseen realms. So until next time, many blessings. And know that you are loved and supported no matter what your earth experience. And that you are, as you surrender, you are divinely guided. Continue to breathe in your I am. And to let go of false beliefs. Blessings from Asheville.